Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Down Home Cowboy by Macy Yates, performed by Lillian Thayer. Chapter 1. Kane Donnelly was sick to death of being alone. Or, more specifically, he was sick and tired of going to bed alone. It had been a long time since he'd touched a woman. 4 years. 4 years since Kathleen had walked out on him and Violet, and in that time, he had been consumed with trying to salvage what he could of his daughter's childhood, with trying to make a new life for them, with trying to build something that belonged to the two of them and didn't have his ex-wife's ghost lingering in the shadows. That was why he had come to Copper Ridge, Oregon, from Texas, just a month earlier. The transition had been rocky so far. He lifted his beer bottle to his lips and scanned the room. He didn't know how he had allowed his younger half-brothers to talk him into going out. He had to admit that his daughter made a pretty convenient excuse for his hermitage. Of course, Violet was 16 now, and she could stay alone for a while. Though if his brother Finn and Finn's new girlfriend Lane weren't at home, he probably would have used the excuse of them being in a new place to avoid going out. Out in the middle of nowhere, like the Laughing Irish Ranch was, Violet was likely to get scared, or some other lie. But Lane and Finn were at home, and Kane had found himself fresh out of excuses. So he was sitting in the local bar, Aces or something, which was the name of the guy who owned it, he'd been told. The place was a strange collision of surf and turf. There were fishing nets, half a boat hung up on the wall, and other little pieces of evidence that Copper Ridge was a coastal town before it was anything else.